Hey there, this is Kelly and Wayne, and we are coming in hot. Today we have some special guests joining us. We've got Jane and Xavier coming in with a 14-year-old point of view.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
No pressure at all. Well, I'm Xavier, and I play basketball. That's one thing that I do. And another thing is, I do YouTube, so yeah, that's pretty much what I do on a daily.
You forgot a significant thing that you do. Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Where are you from?
From Wilmington.
Wilmington where? North Carolina?
Delaware.
I'm Jane. I don't do a lot.
You make TikTok videos.
No, I don't.
You've pierced your own nose.
Oh, yeah.
Had your grandma pierce your belly button.
Well, we don't talk about that.
We're talking about it today. That definitely makes you unique. You have a strong tolerance for pain.
Oh, wow.
I can't even look at needles.
Where do you represent? So this is an interesting conversation. So with everything that's going on in the world, right, you know, everybody's got their two cents to throw in, and whether it be political or just social. But I think it's really interesting to hear about just a perspective from the youth that's actually going to be running our country in the soon to be future, and how they're taking certain relations, you know, across the board, you know, in the world, especially when it comes to race. And, you know, we have a very diverse family lineage, so it's kind of an open forum discussion on some things that are observed within you know, your guys' lives that you've seen, that you might feel like are a little bit interesting, I guess is the way to say it, from a different perspective. So the field is open. If you want to put it, kind of to steer you in a direction, maybe, what's the climate looking like right now in terms of, you know, Black Lives Matter, the new president, you know, the new vice president, you know, school being the way school is right now. I mean, both of you guys are both, you know, why don't you tell me, what's your guys' school situation? You guys talk.
Online school is very hard for me, to be honest, because, like, it's like harder online than it is in school. And, like,
so you're doing virtual learning?
Yeah, I'm doing 100%. Virtual. Yeah, but I wanted to do hybrid, which my other family members are doing hybrid, and they actually started passing some classes when they went back into school, so I would definitely want to go back into school so I can get better grades, but that's how online is for me.
I don't want to go back to school because I don't like no one there.
Interesting. So we have two different perspectives.
Why?
Well, it's interesting, you don't like anyone there. You were hanging out with them outside of school.
Hey, so listen, those are friends that I like to hang out at school. I don't like the people inside of school that I don't know.
But how do you not like them if you don't know them?
Because they just irritate me.
Why is that?
I don't know, they just irritate me.
That goes to another thing, socialization. Do you feel that the change in the school dynamic has affected, how has it affected your social lives? You know, from seeing the kids every day to now, you really, to your point, Jane, you hang out with who you want to. You're not stuck, you don't have to be around people you don't know. How does that make you feel? How does that change anything? I'll let you guys, give you guys the floor.
I don't care. Like, I don't care about no Springfield kids. I don't like them. Like, they're rude. And you know they are, too, because they literally said rude stuff to you, too. Did they?
We're like, ooh.
Well, unfortunately, that's life. I'm sure Wade has stories of when he was in high school, people calling him names and getting picked on.
Yeah, like...
Not for an afro. Because it's all white kids at that school.
The girl who actually teased me about my hair was black.
Oh my gosh.
She was biracial, just like me. The one who led the whole thing was biracial. Just like me.
Then why would she make fun of someone that's her own race?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Self-hatred.
Because everybody's whitewashed at that school.
Whitewashed. Continue on your path of thought is very interesting, Jane. I'm more interested in that story where you're coming in hot. This is the point. This is where you're coming in.
What do you mean? If I'm being honest, all black girls and all mixed girls at our school try way too hard to fit in with these white girls, and they straighten their hair every day and damage it just to look like every other white girl at our school.
Ooh, so they copy off of each other.
Not even that. It's kind of like they're damaging their hair, and they're like, they could be taking care of their hair and dressing the way that they want to dress, but they're dressing like every other white girl, and it's kind of like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So you think it's a racial identity type of crisis?
Yeah.
They don't know where they fit in, so they feel like they gotta go one way or the other, gotta make a choice.
I think it's a style, though. White girls are straightening their hair, though, too.
Well, yeah, that. But like, if you notice that, if you notice every other white girl in their school, they straighten their hair, like it's a thing. Like, they're gonna want to fit in, and they'll make fun of people for their fros and stuff like that, because that is a thing.
No, not really. Yes, Josh rocked that fro right there.
They made fun of him too. On the first day that we went back, they called him a clown because of his hair.
Mother. Jane's spilling the tea. She's speaking her truth. This is what Xavier said. The tea has been spilled. You got to hear this out. This is coming in from their perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to hear. I'm curious. I want to hear this.
I want to hear that. You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
It was first when we moved here, and they made fun of his hair because it was curly, right? And they called him a clown because of it. And then his nose, I don't know. I think it was like...
Don't watch the names.
Yeah.
Well, before we knew that,
doesn't matter.
Like the neighbors down the road or something like that.
And on this...
You'll have to stop getting too detailed.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to talk about individuals. Someone said something that was X. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what occurred.
Was this in 2020? 2019?
I don't know. It was a while back when we first went on the... First went there.
Okay.
So, with that being said, from our experience...
Oh, when we first went to that school district. Okay, I gotcha. I know what you're talking about.
They're trying to figure out figure out who exactly it was.
Yeah. We're talking like sixth grade.
From
or younger.
I don't think the time frame matters.
Well, no.
To Jane's point, I think the subject matters. Is that somebody would even have that coming out of their mouth. Because obviously they've been taught that way. That's where it comes from. Kids are kids, but there's a vibe and there's a flow. And you can pick up on it, whether it be conscious or subconscious, but if you're keen to it, you will realize it. On the flip, different perspective, right? What have you experienced with things like that?
With racism?
No. What this was referring to? What Jane was talking about.
About people talking about each other or something?
In regards to your race. Like, about how you look or, you know, just not like, you know, just because, like, oh, you have XYZ hair or you act this way or that way because you're X, Y, and Z. Do you find people trying to change their perspectives to be more like a certain race than another race for a different reason? Or what do you think about that?
I haven't ran into anybody like that. I mean, no, I really haven't. I probably seen people, like, but I haven't, like, talked to them, you know? But, I mean, I do see it.
What's your take on it? I mean, what did you experience? Have you experienced anything similar to what Jane was talking about, or what do you see? Or if, I mean, what's the vibe like in your circle?
I just see people people at schools that, like, for instance, like white people that ask, or when I had the N-word pass, like that's what I see. Like in other schools, or like people that I know that go to that school are talking about this person. So like, I hear that a lot, and that's pretty much it. I don't really.
Not too much beef though.
No.
Do you guys feel like things are segregated in any type of way?
No.
Everybody's cool, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody at our school is cool. Like, there's always.
But I mean, it's not because of race. I mean, everybody think it's not a racial thing per se. It's
no,
more
there's
of
always going to be that one racist white boy that goes to our school.
That's what I was going to ask. I guess the person that's overtly going to do things that are racist are the ones that stand out. Would you say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not even white people at that point. It's black people, too. Because there's this black boy that started passing out the N-word pass. And then when the white people would say it, he would snitch on them. It's like...
Interesting.
Passing out the N-word pass.
Explain that to...
I don't know why people do that.
You said it and you said it. You guys both said that. Can you guys explain that a little bit further for those that aren't in the know?
I honestly don't know why black people think it's okay for white people. Like, if you are white, you shouldn't be saying that because of our past, like when it comes to slavery and white people beating slaves, and like and then when they bring back that word, it just like, it's kind of like, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's just disrespectful to our past as black people, I feel like. So I if you're just that gender, I don't think you should be saying that.
What do you mean, race?
Race. Gender. Race.
Yeah.
I said that.
You gotta clarify.
But like, I remember I was playing, it was my friend's friend, and like I knew him through him, and we would play the game with each other, and we would be in like tournaments for money and everything, and then like, he would get mad, and like he would rage, and he would just say, like, what a N-word, like, and so, like, he said it a couple of times, and I was just like, yo, like, you're white. So then I cut him off and everything, and then the crazy thing was that, like, he posts on his Instagram, he's like, Black Lives Matter, he put that little thing up on Instagram. So I'm like, how are you gonna say this, and then, so, it was just.
He said, how are you gonna, that's, the, I mean, hey. Jane, what's your take?
There's a lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there was this white girl who's like all about like, oh, she's against like, you know, people being homophobic or racist, but hangs out with the same kid that says white privilege, or not white privilege. I mean, White Lives Matter. And says the N-word all the time.
I didn't know White Lives Matter was a thing.
A lot of people say that. And think it's funny.
I feel like there's more like racism, like I feel like there's more racism like up here than like down where I stay. Cause like, just like I don't know. There hasn't been much like incidents that happened down like where I stay than up here that I heard, you know. So.
Well, I think that's probably because if you compare Philly and Wilmington, they're very similar. And if you look at Philly and you look at Wilmington, they probably have the same amount.
Same amount of what?
Of, they're both cities. They both have high crime rates, high murder rates, high drug rates, high. And there's...
That makes them less racist?
There's more
from what Xavier said.
Acceptance because there's it's
that sounds like a
pot.
List of negatives that countered what
there's
Xavier
lots of
said
positives
that was a
too. I'm just saying when you go outside, like okay, for instance, in Delaware, if you go down to where my friend's dad
there's
lives,
more diversity.
There's a lot of racism. So
well, I think what you're trying, I think where you're hitting at is that
lower
there's more.
Delaware?
There's more. No, well, I think what you were hitting at earlier, instead of calling out the difficulties of an urban area, there's also more diversity in an urban
mm-hmm.
area.
Correct.
And when you're in more of a suburban
area. That's what I said, it's a melting pot.
Here, like here, you have that segregation of persons.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the interesting thing for me is that I think the question too to have is, does an urban element breed more integration, meaning that more acceptance of others? Or does a suburban environment breed more acceptance of others?
I mean, there's always going to be racism everywhere. It. No matter
yes.
what. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter. It could be your own race and they'll be racist.
Yep.
What do you feel like is more of an environment that's what's more conducive to a melting pot?
What?
Melting pot meaning like you're used, you turn to the left, you got, you know, a black kid on your left. You turn to the right, you have an Asian kid. To your right, you turn forward, you have an Indian child. You turn behind you and you have, Hispanic. Whatever that might be, you turn around, it's a diverse culture and everybody's all well and good. Or what type of environment do you guys feel is more conducive to a melting pot, meaning like I'm cool with all seeing all of that, or when I see all that I'm gonna call out something at some point? And I've been struggling with that myself as an adult. I'll give you an example.
It's equally the same.
I'll give you an example. When I was younger, I was in diverse, right? But in the classes that I was kind of sectioned into, I was the only black kid. And I felt that from the kids around me, right? And they weren't on 4th Street. You know what I'm saying? They didn't live on 4th Street. They lived on Weldon Park.
We don't know what you're talking about.
And you don't have to know. 4th Street, Martin Luther King Boulevard, you know what that means. That's the city. Or Weldon Road or wherever that is. That's the, out in the suburbs. I grew up with that. But in Delaware, you had both. Like, you turn around, you had 4th Street. You turn right, you had Weldon Road. You had that all mixed together. So if you didn't know how to figure out both sides of the fence, then, you know, it was going to be a problem. The reason why I bring that up is that I think that sometimes it takes a little bit of everything to make people more diverse. I think if everybody's got one thing one way or the other, they can be less diverse. And I'm curious how you guys think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's a lack of diversity why there's a kid that can act like that kid you were talking about that uses the N-word and says white lives matter? How can that kid exist and still have friends in today's society? How can that happen? Because it can, right?
Well, yeah.
And he's still got friends, right?
Yeah, because he's also popular too, and people think
he's
attractive.
Popular?
That's all.
If you're talking about who I think you're talking about, I could literally knock on his dad's door and tell him that, and he would be in a crap load of trouble.
Well, yeah.
That doesn't matter, but that's what he's putting out as himself, and he's going to be a future leader. And he's not going to have his dad that's going to be able to rain on him. When he goes to college, he's going to keep doing that. That's the kind of person that is. But he can be that person because of Jane, to your point, the factors you just listed. How is that okay? Nobody's saying you think it's okay. But some people do think it's okay. And I think that's the dialogue. How do we feel about that?
That it's not a specific area that's occurring. It's everywhere. That's my point. You can't run away from that. It's everywhere.
But to Xavier's point, I think, and my point, is that it can be more prevalent in certain areas.
Correct.
And that is a fact. But why is that okay?
I don't think any of us are saying it is.
But it still exists. I don't know.
I feel like if there would be somebody that was racist at my school, then like
what?
We're on a podcast.
Oh, special guest. Now you said something, now you gotta come in. you gotta give your opinion.
I'm getting a pizza and I'm going.
You're getting a whole pizza?
No.
You're getting.
I already ate half again.
Josh said he already put in his time on the 3-hour podcast. And
he did.
But I feel like, if there were people that were racist down, like just in the area that I live, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I should say it though.
Say it.
I feel like you would get jumped.
It would be a problem.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I know people that were at, PS and then had went to my school, told me stories about how this happened and then this person got jumped because of it. So I don't think being racist would be smart because something would happen to you. Not anything really bad, but probably get beat up. It would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
Yeah. So that's not, these people, they're smart enough to know not to do that.
But it doesn't mean they're not thinking that though.
Yeah.
It's just they might not verbalize it as much. Mm-hmm. Nor do they have the repercussions of getting torn up.
I just find it funny how, it's mostly the white boys that try to act like they're from the hood or from the ghetto, and they think they're a thug or gangster, but everybody's laughing at them, and as soon as they come in front of a black guy or a mixed person, they don't want to say it because they know that they're gonna get yelled at, or they're someone's gonna try and bite them, you know what I mean? Or they're gonna get caught out.
They're fake kind of, because then they'll say this and then.
But they're the same people that want to copy, their culture and dress the way that they want to dress. And it's kind of why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But, they're the same guy that says White Lives Matter and says the M-word. And it's not the same guy that I was talking about, because there was another guy that said it and thought it was funny, even though he literally copies everything, black people do, their...
Cultural misappropriation.
Yeah.
What they call it, right?
I think. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what it is. Which is... interesting. It's you emulate, but yet you try to make fun of. What do you think is the end result? What do you think? Where do you think it's gonna go? You think it's immaturity, or do you think it's gonna develop better? What do you think?
I don't think it's maturity. Like if you were raised like that, then there's still people that are grown men, 40, 50, that are still racist. So I don't think it's about maturity, but. I don't know if you're like that, I don't know if you can change unless you know you're doing something wrong, you go get help.
Go get help? What? I feel that's just you should know better automatically. Yeah. You seem stupid. I don't care if someone sits there and copies not copies, but
culture and you want to do something like that because you kind of feel for that.
That's, as soon that's as fine. They do something disrespectful and get out of hand, it's kind of what are you doing? Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with you. I don't know, there's someone that just sits there and lies about stuff and then acts like they're from the hood, and it's kind of you grew up here. This is not the hood. This is not anything close to the hood. There might be ghetto people here. I'm not even gonna lie, there might be ghetto people here, but this is not the hood. If you live in a big house, you should not even be acting like you're from the hood. You should be blessed about the fact that you have a big home.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a nice place to stay in your privilege, but...
Mm-hmm. And be yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel this world can turn around, though. I think this world cannot be racist one day.
That's a very good positive outcome. I think you guys have dropped some serious knowledge. What do you say?
Yeah, I feel like Joe Biden can really change America.
Thank you for that. For that vote of confidence.
Shameless plug.
I think you guys put an excellent capper on that conversation, which is really interesting. And what would be even more interesting is that everybody can listen to this at any time, at any given time, at this particular moment in February of 2021, still in the coronavirus pandemic, still dealing with regular stuff. You guys at this point in your lives really dropped some serious, some serious knowledge, some serious thoughts. And I thank you guys for sharing that with us.
Next subject, we're gonna move on, or we're gonna wrap it up, or
Oh, what's the next subject?
I mean, let's talk about some like our future plans, you know?
I don't have a future plan.
Future plans.
You know?
This is a good transition, actually, Xavier. We have ourselves two brooding stars, Kelly, that we don't even really acknowledge that much, but they actually are stars. You have the TikTok superstar that is Jane. You have like about 8 million subscribers so far, and you're literally
even
a superstar.
I'm not even on TikTok that much. I'm not even trying.
You have thousands of followers.
She's TikTok famous. Guys.
She's TikTok famous. Let's not, she's trying to be coy. And then we have the YouTube sensation over here that is Xavier, who's running two channels. And, you know, let me pose this out to you guys. Can you guys work on different platforms, right?
Oh, I'm...
Jane, I've heard you say, let's make a TikTok.
Yeah,
and
like
you
twice.
Go at...
Like twice.
Okay,
like
I've heard...
twice.
So I want to hear you guys, and talking about each of your mediums of choice, right? What do you guys feel about that? Where are you gonna go with it? What do you think? You guys obviously are talented.
Nowhere, because I don't want I don't want to be TikTok famous. You know what
I'm saying? But you already are.
I just want to get a life and like go away and like live in my own house.
What do you like about TikTok that makes you put the?
It's entertaining.
Up?
I'm like every other.
I know, right?
It's entertaining.
No, they make money off of it. I think though, like TikTok that are famous, you should make a career about.
No.
Out of it.
No.
Why not?
Cause
don't you have to have like 1,000 followers and then you go live?
Yeah.
Jane has 1,700.
No,
oh my god!
I only have 97.
Wait, what? You have 97 followers?
Yeah.
Did you restart?
You had more than that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think John has more.
Yeah, John has more. I don't. Because I'm not, I don't post.
But you have actually literal videos that you've made. Mm-hmm. Like videos meaning like they're actual. Remember the bottle? What example? The bottle video.
What bottle video?
Explain that with the knife and the bottle.
What did you
do? Promote.
I took a knife and I hit the cap with the butter knife.
She chopped the top of a beer bottle off with a butter knife.
Oh yeah,
that was amazing.
On video.
On video.
Yeah.
And that
it wasn't
still
on TikTok.
How she did it. She did like a...
You didn't look...
Wait, I thought that was a TikTok though.
I thought it was too.
I saw it off of TikTok, but it wasn't a TikTok. It was on Snapchat.
You didn't...
Oh, it's Snapchat.
Are you Snapchat
famous? Wait, oh, she's Snapchat famous.
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow. She just...
I don't even have that.
So Jane is not... Jane is TikTok and Snapchat famous. Oh, okay. So what's the difference between...
This is why I block y'all on all social media. You just don't notice because it's a different account.
No, but it's fun, right? Right?
People on Snapchat irritate me. Everybody irritates me.
But you like... You got like exchanging looks. Okay. So, okay, I'll call you TikTok Snapchat famous. YouTube famous over here. What's your goal? It sounds like you have two different goals.
I'm trying to make a career out of YouTube. Once I get the 1,000 supporters, then that's when I can start making payment or start making money. And then once I get 1,000 on Instagram, I can make a supporter creator code for the Fortnite item shop, so when people want to get V-Bucks and buy skins, they can use my code in the item shop and I get paid off of that too. So
wow.
I'm at 500 followers right now.
That's
so
incentive.
500 more and that's when I can get my code. So
you have a plan?
Yeah, I have a plan. So I'm just, yeah, you know,
trying to make a career. I thought you already have 1,000 on Instagram.
No, that's on my main account. I have 900, but I'm not. I have two accounts. I have a Fortnite account too. Like a YouTube Fortnite account. That's where I promote myself. I promote my YouTube on my Fortnite account. So
you have multiple accounts?
I have two.
For different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds... I gotta do an enhanced due diligence case on No, it's funny because honestly, people that in business, they diversify their accounts. Like Jane, you're Snapchat, TikTok famous. And Xavier is YouTube and Instagram famous. But the thing is that it's ultimately it's diversification. But at the end of the day, you have ambitions to make it into a prosperous financial endeavor, business. But you enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
Jane, you enjoy what you're doing, obviously, because I've heard you say, let's go make that TikTok video.
Yup.
And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And you enjoy it too, and you smile. So ultimately... Wait.
Can we make a TikTok?
No.
Oh!
Let's collab.
It's a collaboration. You know what?
Aw, how many times have you said, I wish Josh would make a TikTok with
That's
me.
Josh. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Xavier. I just don't feel like making a TikTok right now. Like, there has to be a certain time where I feel like getting up and making a TikTok.
Mm. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna connect to this podcast within a 2-week time frame, a TikTok collab that will be connected on Snapchat,
no,
TikTok,
no.
YouTube.
No.
Instagram. And I'll probably share it on Facebook just because. So you guys gotta collab and think about it.
Yup.
Cringeless. No.
My friends are gonna find that on Facebook. They like to stalk Facebook's account.
Ooh. How did they do that?
There's old heads on there.
That's how they stalk them.
They stalk old people.
The thing is, if you're like a kid that like if they'll probably find your account or something like they probably like, already did find your account.
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I know who my friends are, and mine's private.
I don't befriend children on my social media.
Well, Instagram, I do have Josh's friends.
I don't do that.
Yeah, your friends are following me.
Why?
Too. They asked me.
I asked the same question.
I don't like that because.
Yeah, I don't follow children.
There's people.
I'm an adult.
There's people that I said that I did not.
But that's weird that you pick certain children. That makes it even weirder.
Because Josh would come in my room and say.
You pick selective children?
Said that they sent you a request. Are you going to accept them? And I was like, oh, okay. And
oh, that's weird.
Your phone.
Wait.
And then he does it. And.
Oh, so your son signed them up for you.
Correct.
You don't follow them, though. They follow you.
But you don't follow them.
No, well, there's...
Do you follow them? That's a choice.
That I follow.
That's weird.
No, there's this one friend. I love her. I'm not going to say her name, but she knows who she is.
But, like, I don't like people following my mom, like... If I post her on Instagram and then I add her and then somebody goes follow her, I'm like, why are you following my mom? So it's just like I get mad and I go text and I'm like, why are you following my mother? You know, it's just like, do you have the hots for her or not? So it's just, I just get mad at him. No, I don't like that.
I naturally think that's a little strange.
I know.
You know, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But hey. To each his own. On that note, everybody follow Kelly on all forms of social media, whether you're a 3-year-old or...
Not 1-year-old, drop it down.
58-year-old. She will accept all followers. It's selective, though. Her account is private, but she will pick you if you're special.
Yep.
On that note, interesting conversation, guys. And in the world of 14-year-olds, very awkward podcast, but very informative.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it works. We're looking out for the TikTok.
Collab.
Full collab.
Wait, why not?
Uh-oh.
Wait, why not?
What? No. Like, I'm not in my moment right now. Like,
no, I'm saying, like, whenever, like, you just don't want to claim me as your stepbrother?
No. I literally posted you my Snapchat story before.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, we're about to get personal. So, I think more interesting content to come. Coming in hot. Thanks, guys. for being great guests.
Good night.